Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Vob's Podcast. You are here with David, Lebo, and Dylan. This is episode 2 of season 3, otherwise known as episode 60, because we're continuous. Woo! We do this every week. You should come back. Guys, welcome back. Today we're going to be talking about some various topics and scenarios.
Me when I'm trying to finish my English paper. Today in this paper I'll be addressing, I'm not going to lie, I didn't write this part out before I finished my essay. So we're going to see what it finishes like.
It was when he was introducing us. And he's like, David, because he's in my peripheral vision, lives, and who am I? Dylan.
And myself.
Like that hesitation.
Thanks for letting me do the intro, guys.
Hey, yes, welcome boy. Back, everybody. We're having a lovely Tuesday. Welcome back to us. Not kidding. No, I was just going to say welcome back. I was going to be rude. I was literally trying to let him do it, and then you...
Imagine you just read the whole thing.
That would be so rude. That's like season 1, though. That's what we've done.
Yeah, 100%. And we're committed.
Nice to each other now.
Speaking of commitment, guys, we're also committing to not asking each other how we are after weekends. Instead, we're committing to you. And vibe checks. How's it? I'm Lebs. Let's get into our first vibe check, guys.
Ooh, is it a viewer one or is it one of our own?
Nah, it's one of our own.
Lebs, what's a vibe check?
Lebs made submission. How's it? Dill, after doing so good with the fucking intro, will explain what a vibe check is.
Sure. A vibe check is when Lebo and David and maybe me come up with certain topics, and this one is specifically submitted by viewers. I'm going to start again. No. Hey, everyone.
This one isn't specifically stated.
This one specifically.
Hold on. I'm cutting that all out. Thanks, Lebs. A vibe check is when a viewer or David or Leb will come up with a topic and we have to give our comments, either good or bad vibes, based on what that topic may be. This one comes from a viewer. Lebs, take it away.
It's from Lebs.
One more time. The vibe check. Okay, no, go ahead.
No, we're good.
Fine, we can edit it in post.
But also, if you guys are watching this, I know Dylan was explaining it very well, but you guys are the viewers, so you know you guys can also get involved. Make sure that you go to our Instagram account, Bob's Podcast, and then put it on the questions there.
We do it every Monday/Tuesday morning.
Yep.
Depending on if I've got videos from the weekend, because I'm usually the one that posts them, because I take funny videos of my friends. And I just post them like it's weird voyeur content. It's beautiful.
Speaking less about divorce and more about vibe checks, vibe check on someone coming back after your glow up.
Oh, like one of your past relationship things coming
past
back.
Past relationship, past girl that turned you down in the past.
Like sneaking into the DMs.
Or like, just being like, just showing up again after you're up.
Yeah, but showing up in what way? Like, am I getting a DM out of the blue?
In any way.
Or I'm just seeing them again?
No. Like, they're actively trying to be in your life
after
the fact.
I feel like that's the difference, because I feel like there's... You know, if you see someone, like, after a while...
Yeah, but shame.
And then they see you.
They're around. Then they try and graft you in person.
No,
fuck them as well.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait, hold on. I'm always...
It's like, fuck you, but I love this. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's that... So there's a bug on my mic. It's like, fuck you, but I like this. I feel like that's the perfect scenario. It's like...
I don't think I've ever had... Like, I think I fucked up so badly that when they didn't like me, they were like, I don't care if you become beautiful.
Yeah. I can think of a few people that have come back into your life that I feel like... maybe they haven't been going for you, but I can feel like... I feel like, looking from the outside, they are still keen.
No, who?
Well, like this.
It's like, I want to. And there are people that are sliding into your DMs, aren't
No, but
they?
I don't feel it's from the past, though. This is all brand new.
Really? So there's not one person in your DMs right now that's from the past?
Definitely not now. No.
No one in your life currently that before might have not shot their shot, but now I've decided
or,
to shoot their shot.
Or maybe maybe you shot their shot, your shot, and maybe it wasn't... Like a final thing, but now it might be reciprocated properly.
Definitely not, no.
There is.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, I'm aware.
No, guys, you can't do this, because now...
No, it's fine, don't say.
Who?
What's your vibe check on it, dude? Good vibes, bad vibes?
Like I said, I've never had it, so I don't trust him. But here's a question for you guys, because I'm going to take a bit of initiative in this podcast, because I never ask you guys questions. Can I tell you? I'm going to quickly go on a slight tangent, and then I'll be right back.
Hello, Vob's Podcast viewers.
By mistake the other day, some people, it's going to sound very vain. People often compliment me, and I always get so excited that I never have time to reply back to say, oh, you too, man, or like something like that.
Mm.
So someone the other day,
what do you
said,
mean you don't have time?
Like I panic. I get so excited.
Oh, in the moment.
Yeah.
So but can I say something? When someone's giving you a compliment, generally most of the time...
Yeah, they don't expect it back.
They're probably not expecting it back, but yeah, they also feel awkward giving the compliment. Like sometimes it's... You know what I mean? Because I'm there sometimes like, dude, your hair's looking really nice today. Mm. And then you'll be like, oh, thanks, man. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, I don't want to feel awkward. So I'm like, yeah, I know. It's like, I've just noticed, you know? Like,
bro, I have
to
put myself in a conscious thing to be like, I'm going to compliment this person, like, when I see them.
Yeah.
And then it never works. Like, there's this one girl at... I hope she doesn't watch this. There's this one girl at work, and then I'm always like, damn, she's always wearing, like, cool clothes, and I always want to tell her that.
Yeah.
This is that Babylon, not at the salon. Don't think you go away. Anyway, long story. And I'm always like, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to tell her that even if I don't like it, I at least have to just lie. And I'm always panicking. And it never comes up. I'm always like, I love you. She's like, so good to see you. I'm like, yeah.
How many clothes?
Clothes?
But anyway.
How many clothes do you wear?
What? Not a lot.
Why did I go on this tangent? I'm going to ask you a question. Oh, have you ever done it to someone? That was the actual reason. I don't know why I went in a tangent.
Have you ever come back
to someone? Because you're like, damn, they weren't fine.
I've thought about it.
I've thought about it. I have way too much pride, dude. If I curved you in the past, I curved you in the past. That's my alter take. Nah. There's nothing in this life that will ever make me go back to you.
I've made life mistakes because of that. Like, I missed out. Like, because I remember grade 9. This one girl was talking. She was like, oh, Dave. And I was like, nah. Dave was Icarus over here. He was like, I'm shooting for...
In grade 9.
Way more.
Way more. And I was blind. I couldn't see that what was really looking at me was...
Is that a name? I'll bleep it.
No. You didn't get to tell me people that like me. So shame.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah,
no,
fair
no
enough.
No one's going to hear who likes David this episode.
So yeah, and now
interesting.
And now she's with someone, and they're very happy together.
But you would go back.
Heartbeat. Right.
Interesting.
Babes break up with him, and then like 10 different girls break up with their boyfriend. And they're like, oh no, no, clapped.
You thought. No, that's sorry.
Maybe in another 5 years.
Ah, boy.
Oh, goddamn.
And you, Libs, out of interest, you've got no one in your DMs right now that's from the past.
No, I do.
Yeah, you see. Okay, yeah, I'm just checking. Yeah, because I
don't know. Does not like... Libs loves to recycle. That sounded a lot worse.
You broke my mic down.
Recycle.
Let's cut that out. Let's really cut that out.
Recycle.
Dylan, did you fucking hear him, Dylan?
Fuck.
Oh, I have to ask Dylan if he heard because you guys probably won't fucking hear.
Oh no, I'm putting that in. Come on.
Please don't do that.
Why?
No, he has to.
He don't.
You said it with chest. Recycle.
Back yourself up.
A man said recycle.
Look, you said recycle. Libs is going to say, I'm not recycling. Right?
What does recycling mean, David, if you care to elaborate?
I'm not going to do that.
That took me
I'm also trying to work it out of my head, though, honestly. Because it sounds disgusting, but I'm trying to figure out why.
It's because Libs never...
What is Liv's never?
I see.
What is he never?
So I've got it. This is gonna save me. Liv's doesn't like to ever lose opportunities to hook up with women. Everyone's open for Liv's.
Yo,
what?
Liv's says, if I've chatted to you once, I can chat to you again. And that's not even a bad thing. Libs has that mentality. Fuck.
Libs, you're not picky.
Bro, can I be honest with you? Dave's like, Libs will take it any way he can get it, boy.
No!
He is dusty. He said, glow up. Why would you ask that, Libs? You fat lizard. Anyway.
Guys, no.
Wow, dude.
So Libs...
I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
If I'm allowed to defend.
Defend yourself, please.
Yeah. I don't think that's true. I just think I'm not like David where I panic and then decide to completely cut them out of my life even though nothing went wrong.
Whoa.
Yo!
You knew things were going wrong with her.
No.
That was not going to work.
No. You just needed to wind your neck in.
You have paragraphs.
Wind your neck
in. And now I must delete my Instagram account. You...
Bob's podcast, there's a lot of unresolved issues in this friendship group. And you know what? We don't want to do
it. It's not unresolved. It's just that I've clocked. David just decided that he was going to be very blunt with me lately. And I was like, okay, safe. If this is what we do, then.
This is like one of the few. When else was I blunt with you?
On New Year's, you were blunt as fuck with me.
What did I say?
Even that thing where you were shouting at. Never mind. Let's not get into this. Why are we having a domestic dispute?
When did I shout at you?
You shouted at me. I did ask.
When was it though?
From like the second last week of December till like New Year's first week of Jan. I thought this oak does not rate me actually.
Like
the way he was speaking to me, I was like, he actually doesn't rate me.
Can I tell you, Libs? I love you. All of my heart.
You see how that's the party whispered? Can I tell you, Libs? I love you.
No, I just don't want to get all sentimental.
You guys are very good friends.
Best friends.
And all I want... all I want actually...
Right?
All I want is for you guys to just look at each other. Look at each other.
Stop trying to do couples therapy. Just look at each other. It'll never happen on this podcast.
Just look at each other.
I refuse.
Just look at each other and say sorry quickly and then we'll carry on.
I'm so, so sorry.
Yeah, you shame. You mustn't say sorry. I've been mean.
Both of you admit your faults. Say sorry. Look at each other.
Maybe you should admit your fault.
Look at each other. Say sorry. We'll carry on.
Doesn't know anything.
Say it quickly.
Sorry.
Okay. So we were talking about chicks, and David said that you recycle girls.
Don't say it like that.
Okay, look at each other. Say sorry. No, I'm joking. So listen. No, listen to me. Okay, yeah. Defend yourself. I want to understand because that doesn't make sense to me. You don't do that.
No.
But people from your past have come up again.
Yes.
So it's like recycling.
Reduce, reuse, recycle. My DMs.
Can we move on? I'm tired.
Let me go do something easy. I'm so sick of you guys.
I'm so sick of you guys. I'm actually going to go through my DMs and I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay, do it.
If I've ever recycled, fuck off, you pricks. No. No. No.
That's you know what the answer knows though.
I'm gonna be honest with you. It's not recycling. It's like
I think what you said before was.
Yeah. I used to have this complex when I was younger. Not younger, I still have it now kind of. Is that and this ties into the vibe check, I was clapped before and I didn't have as much confidence as I do now. I had confidence, like I was extroverted, but I didn't have confidence to actually flirt with people and actually like craft girls.
Yeah.
So in that same regard, now I have that confidence and I feel more ling. And I'm still attracted to like a lot of people that I've been attracted to because like, why would that disappear?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, I would entertain it, but I wouldn't actively go seek it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, to actually think about it as well. It's like for me, I still wouldn't have that confidence. Be like, oh, you turned me down now. You turned me down before, now me... glowed up, I wouldn't be able to still go back because I'd be like, oh, you probably don't rate me still.
Yeah, like yeah. In the converse, is it valid if you glow up and then you try slide into somebody that rejected you?
I think it's valid. Yeah.
Mm.
Do it.
Respect yourself, though.
Yeah, actually, fair enough, though. That's actually a good point.
Yeah, because if they don't like it, like,
what was the rejection?
Also, did you glow up personality wise?
That's what I was gonna say. Oh. But how do you can't tell that?
You can't glow up.
You can tell that you've grown physically. I mean, I guess you can tell you've grown mentally, whatever. But like, they probably if you're not stayed connected, they probably only seeing the physical side. They're probably not seeing your personality. So if they are engaging, that means that they engaging off the physical.
You run a podcast, yeah. They see all of your thoughts.
I'm 90% sure the only people.
That's actually a good point.
Yeah,
they've seen how bad I've got. I've had a glow down personality wise.
That's why David goes on less first dates, because they know what he's like already.
So it's every like date's a second date.
No, they follow really, the path.
And he only dates fans.
Day. Yeah,
I genuinely am so tired of first dates. That's a story for another day, though. Let's get into Viewer Vibe Checks.
Let's get into Viewer Vibe Checks. Thank you so much. So bad vibes on all accounts.
Bad.
No. Unless you want chest, then go back and then get your lick and then vibe.
Unless they're a cutie.
Yeah, everything's okay if they're fine. That's the lesson, yeah.
There's no lesson, yeah.
Thanks, Dol. Anyways, getting into the first Viewer Vibe Check that you guys sent out. Once again, if you guys want to get involved, go ahead, follow us on our Instagram account. We post every Monday and Tuesday for Viewer Vibe Checks. First Viewer Vibe Check comes from Kate_Town. Girls who smoke weed. Do they pass the vibe?
Girls who smoke weed.
Yeah.
Not boys.
She asked. I didn't say.
Girls.
I don't alter the questions. Also, Lebs, you are so cute. So much cuter than that mullet guy and the dude with the inverted commas goatee.
Oh, yeah. That's my secondary account.
Oh.
Yeah, it's my Finsta. That was a joke.
Okay. I didn't laugh.
Yeah. Sleep if you time. Read the second message,
hey David, how do you feel about weed huns?
So
fat lizard. And be fucking honest, because I'm gonna hold you accountable.
You live your life. No, don't worry. I'm still gonna round it back.
Mm.
Please, you do what you want. If you wanna smoke a doobie, go for it. But do not make it your personality. Oh my god, if I have to hear the amount of people that are like, man, I just can't fucking live my life without sparking up a joint. No, man.
Yeah, to be
wind
fair,
yourself.
Bro.
And also, if you get home and you rook a bong 2 seconds after getting it, your keys are still in your head, this thing's getting lit like this. No, man. Let's talk. Let's have a convo.
What time was it?
Shame. I won't
say
that.
Put down the weed, dude. Put down the weed.
But yo.
Put down the weed.
I just understand. That's a recurring theme on this podcast, I've noticed. Like, when you have something that contributes towards your personality, if you make that thing your whole personality, then it's not nice. It's not nice because you adapt all the stereotypical things that make it your full personality, and it's almost like you've lost yourself, but you're just living as a stereotype.
And also, once you get way far into it, and you just become like a... Because, like, I understand. everyone's like, weed's not addictive and doesn't affect you. And I'm like, for me, definitely you're fine for a long while. But if you do it a lot, you can tell when someone smokes weed. And it's unfortunately the stereotypical thing. Like, I remember the one person we were asking a question. He burst out laughing before I'd even finished the question. Didn't answer the question, then still laughed. And then left. Then he forgot I spoke to him.
Jesus. Hey man, Dylan.
What was that?
I remember the one time we had a conversation with someone and you did that and it just didn't work out. Like, you tried to introduce yourself and he was way focused, but he wasn't weed smoking.
Why do I remember that?
Yeah, what were you saying?
You guys hang out without me.
But it's just like, it's like cokeheads. For me, it's like, I'm fine if you dabble in the snow bunnies every now and then. But if you're going to tell me every That's party that coke. You can't handle that.
I'm fine if you chow white hunts, is what you said.
No, it's just like what snow bunnies.
You dabble in.
You can sniff a white hunt.
If you dabble in snow.
Live sniff one.
Brother, John Zilla said something this weekend that actually shook me. He's like, yeah, 90% of this podcast is like, roasting lives, and then 10% is like other chats. And after the way he's been having me today, how I lied to you. It feels like he was like, well, let's push for 100, baby. Let's get it.
So a snow bunny is usually an inexperienced, usually female skier. The brackets
from Canada.
Canada.
So if you like sniffing Canadian fucking beginner ski people.
They've said snow bunnies before for coke. Anyway, there's lots of stuff.
Finish your thought though. So,
what, cokeheads?
You happy with cokeheads?
I won't do it. I've never done it, and I can easily appreciate it. But for me, it's live your life. I'm not going to tell you what goes in and out your nose because I used to eat It's not, so. Why must I be the dictator of noses? No, but.
Smug.
I love how honest you are. What? As a kid?
I see.
You know.
Snug.
Don't do it.
Anyways.
Yes.
But the question is, do they pass the vibe? Like,
it's dependent.
Are they calm?
Are you, like I said, are you rooking a bong when you get home? No, you don't.
But if you're a casual weed girl who has a grinder.
Yeah, if you're going to do a puff puff pass kind of thing every now and then, aware. Hit me up or light me up kind of thing.
Yeah, for me, it's the stigma around weed. Like, there is
still
a huge stigma
their
around
houses?
Weed. David, fuck.
No, I'm kidding. That was a
small joke. There's a huge stigma around weed still, let's be honest. Like, if you think of weed, it's still like a drug. It's still like, it's taboo still.
Because
right?
It is, Dylan.
Okay.
It's from the earth.
Agree.
I'm glad we have personal opinions.
Yo.
No, I'm joking.
He called you a knock.
No.
Shut the fuck up.
Look, it's just the stigma. So if we took the stigma away and we try and work into the perspective of the weed smoker, Sally, we actually see that Sally enjoys weed as much as the next person, just like we drink alcohol. So remove the stigma of alcohol, remove the stigma of weed. It's the same thing. So for me, it's like, smoke weed. Get drunk, because we know why we all do it. At the end of the day.
Addiction.
Correct. It's to have fun. It's an escapism.
So my thing is, it's like, you wouldn't entertain it if it was alcoholism. Like, if your boy's cracking open a brewski as he's driving to work.
No, true, but we do fight against that, right? And we do fight against the same thing with weed. If it's a lot,
it's
a problem.
So yeah, for
moderation.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, for me, I'm saying, like I said, if it's not your full personality, you're just, like I said, every occasion.
So go back to the vibe check. Chicks on weed. Fine. Do your thing. But moderation.
Just trying to keep...
Moderation.
So, next vibe check comes from Sarah Forbes Zero. And her vibe check is on Mommy's Boys, Green Flag or Red Flag?
Dave, yeah. I think you're in the best position to give us your vibe check on this.
As someone with so much experience in this topic.
Oh.
You're a red flag.
Don't be so hard on yourself, bro.
I'm not a mama's boy.
Don't look within.
I feel there's a very big difference. Like, I think what I'm going to do here is I'm going to tell you a story.
Fair enough.
To then disclose my point. So, I used to work at a franchise salon, cutting hair. Yada, yada, yada. And I've told you guys a story, but I'll tell it to the audience. And this guy comes in and sits down there. And then his mom goes and chills. I'm like, so what are you doing? And it just turns. This is mommy. She comes in. She tells me what we're doing.
How old is he?
I'll tell you now. Tells me everything.
Let's guess the age at the end of the story.
Do it now, actually.
16.
Well, from that, I mean, just that, yeah. Maybe like... Cap 16.
But also he said, mommy. So I'm going to say 32.
Close. So he says, mommy, he tells me, I'm like, how's this for you? And he says, mommy, again, like his mom then comes and checks the haircut, like, looks like, and says, it's fine. And I'm like, what are you, oh, so I was like, oh, so, I was like, are you in high school? What are you doing? He's doing a BSc at Tux for, like, mechanical engineering. He's 22 years old. And his mom was dictating his haircut.
Yo, that's wild to me.
The problem with that, especially in that sense, is that that's going to bleed into your relationship. It's the same stigma against women with daddy issues. It's that they're going to be constantly looking for that figure. And then in that sense, you're never going to, like, you as the lady or the other person in their life, you're never going to be as good as their mom.
Yeah.
And then they're going to constantly be trying to fight that. So definitely, red flag. What's up? No jokes today.
No, that's very interesting. I feel like that's very valid because... Yeah, I've seen some people talk about it in terms of the psychology, like the same thing, like the dad issues. Mm. So girls look for their dads in men, and some men with some issues tend to look for their mom, but then they treat their girlfriend like it's their mom in that way. So they expect them to get, like, looked after correctly.
Yeah.
It's like a fucked up Oedipus complex, but it's not your mom. But you're trying for it to be.
That's disgusting.
I know, right? But yeah, red flag, eh?
There's no redeemable qualities about mommies, boys.
I think it's just like what to describe a mommy's boy to me, because in my head it's like a person that's completely attached to their mom, and that they, I wouldn't know. Okay, so they
is there another, like, in the sense that when you call someone zaddy, is there like a weird fucked up thing that we don't know about where it's like mommy, like
people do that, don't they?
Mommy,
where does
mommy
that come from?
What, where they call? I was thinking about it the other day because I was like, why would I want someone to call me that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I do. Shut up.
Maybe it comes from the fact, like, I want you to be the daddy of...
Okay, but why as a gent, if a girl calls you daddy, you move different? Like, why is my chest bigger? What is that?
It's a confidence thing.
Lie to me. Lie to me. Lie.
Yeah. Okay. So now, quickly, just in, while Dill's trying to think about a lie.
Yeah.
If would you, during sex, because I feel like that's where it's happening as well. If a girl, would you call a girl mommy while you're fucking her?
Not a fuck.
Would you have the confidence to be like, hey. I can't even say it. Nah, I can't even say it.
Moment of silence.
No, think about it. Think about saying that.
It's gross.
Mm-mm.
That's disgusting.
But
the other way around.
I thought of it immediately after.
Yeah,
that's so weird. Why? Where does it come from?
I don't know where it comes from. I genuinely don't know. I was trying to introspect. Then I thought, I was like, nothing good can come from this. So I'd rather just never allow it. never allow it. I know I never do that thing, you know, waiting for marriage, just like David.
There must be a place where it comes from. There has to be.
Kill your heroes. I don't know. Mommy. Kill your father.
No.
Oedipus. Psychology. Be the best. You're a dominant male. It makes you feel like you have a family. I'm going to put a family in you. Anyways.
That's what I'm thinking. It's like I'm calling you daddy because, like,
You're the father figure I never had.
No.
What about a daddy's girl? Is a daddy's girl like a red flag?
So the opposite way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's just, I think it's the same thing. Girl.
I'm dead. Yeah.
I
red flag.
Yeah. Thank God.
Imagine a girl calls you daddy and then you're like, yeah, daughter. See, it gets even worse.
Just fuck right, actually. You guys in the summer. Fuck right. I mean, the thing is, you get into the moment. I just genuinely, for me, I still can't fathom, like, hitting from the back and then, no, I'm not going to say that. Oh.
Mommy.
But you don't have to, because it's packing way too much right now. But it's a control thing, no? You wouldn't call it on me if you were.
Oh. So you're getting fucked.
No, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that.
Ah, no, God, please.
Okay, wait. I want to
take
the,
this out.
Being a daddy's girl. How? Again, try and describe it to me.
Daddy's girl, like, your dad pays for everything. You don't have to lift a finger because the men in your life do for you.
Okay. Describe the other way around for mommy's boy. Is it the same thing?
I think mommy's
boy is just
like...
So your mom takes care,
like,
of everything for you.
Yeah, basically. And then she just tells you, like, your opinion on things as well, I think. And also, like, you'd probably choose your mom's side over your girl's side. Like, if your girl's like, let's do things this way, and your mom was like, do it this way, you'd be like, but she knows. She's literally done this my whole life for me. Why would I now go against her just because you have Nyash?
Yeah. Red flag.
I just thought about it now. A daddy's girl, in the typical societal sense, is going to be there breaking the rules that her dad sets, where a mommy's boy wouldn't. A mommy's boy would then adhere to the rules. This is a weird sense where, like, the daddy's girl is always trying to, like, oh, like, no, but dad doesn't have to know about that kind of thing, and, like, I do this even though he says, like, I shouldn't. And then the mommy's boy is like, no, mom says I shouldn't. So.
You know, I saw a kid today. Why is that so true? And I was thinking about, like, mommy's boys, and I was like, you look like you're going to grow up to have, like, a hard teenage, early 20s life.
A helicopter parent.
Yarr, dude.
That's always the problem, I feel like, for Mommy's Boys specifically, is like when, or I guess it's just more relatable looking from the outside in, but like when they're younger, a Mommy's Boy is so difficult in your teenage years, because you're trying to now, you're realizing, holy shit, like this person doesn't need to be part of my life.
Yeah.
Now you're trying to go out of it, but also she's still like, where's my little boy that was here? Yeah. And then you have this struggle and you can't
shut
get
up,
out.
Mom!
She's like, play, what did you
on
say?
The PlayStation. On yeah. My friends in the basement. We have a basement.
But it's fucking, yeah, the struggle, imagine. Then it's like harder to break out of.
How'd you do it?
Dave?
If anyone's the mama's boy, boy.
Boy, boy.
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 Who's also Ian right
I
now?
I swear to my mom. When David answers the phone, he goes,
yeah, but I think that's
hey,
your
mom.
Balance.
But also, yeah,
hey, mom, how
and
you?
That's literally my entire life. Like, I was unfortunately bred into
mommy's
a very,
boy.
No, no, it wasn't that. It was a whole lot of other psychological things that made me feel very self-conscious, is the word. And that we don't need to get into in my life.
Hectic.
Let's hey, daddy-o.
Hey, daddy-o.
Hey, daddy-o.
Anyways. So mommy's boys, red flags don't go for
them. See, okay. I'm just trying to carry on in Dezo.
Are you well?
I'm kidding. I was just thinking I'm a creature of habit. That's why I answer the phone the same way every time. But I'm not...
You can cry.
The less we say, I feel like the boy.
The main reason I feel.
Oh, God. So let's talk louder than David. So yeah, bad vibes on mommy's boys.
Red flag.
Can they grow out of it?
Yes.
One word. Yes. Dave?
Maybe.
Maybe. Stick with them. See what happens. Next. Vibe check of the night. Final vibe check. Davey, 1, 2, or 3?
I'm getting it. One.
One. The next one comes, the next voucher comes from Sheldon Oliver, and it is dummies in your mouth at a jewel. I need an answer to this shit.
You and I, we had the same. Because yeah. That was the first time we saw it, so.
Very well.
We were at Truth. I think it was one of the first reopenings, and then we see these four, it was a gent and three huns.
All
rocking these dummies. And I was like, what's happening? Like, is it. I was like, maybe it's flavored. Maybe they put something.
I thought it was like
it.
A sweetie as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I thought it was like one of those fake ones.
That's what I was going to say. So, like, tell me I'm not ignorant by saying that it has nothing to do with drugs or something else.
You see, that's apparently what it is. But I didn't think that. I just thought it was clouty. I thought they were like, we, the group of people who have dummies in their mouth, are groove. Ah.
See, for me, that doesn't click. Like, I don't think anyone would do that. I mean, people would do it, but I don't think...
Someone did that to me the other day. Pissed me right off.
What?
I was drooling, and then he was like, what are you drinking? I'm like, nah, I don't drink. Because I had like a bottle of water, man. He's like, yeah, I can see the bottle of water and you're chewing the gum. Yeah, you're on something different. And I was like, dude, these are just two like random regular things to do.
Yeah.
I'm chewing gum because my breath stank. And I would, like, it's...
That's actually
trying to put on me... That I do drugs.
Yeah.
We probably did drugs. Yeah.
That's actually fair. That's fair. It's fair.
It's fucked up. But a dummy is very out of the ordinary. It's very one of those things. But it could also be for clout. But also it's not. Like it is drugs.
It has to be, right?
So I mean, I looked it up and there were around 40 pages of like, oh no, it's because when you conked off MD, you're
and that's why they do suckers.
So they chew it to stop themselves from biting their cheeks or their tongue, because you're just end up chewing the whole time. And then I've heard stories of people that are on MD and they literally like chew holes in their cheeks, basically.
Jesus.
Not a full hole, but like mess up their cheek.
But it's like,
so
if you want to do drugs, yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. The sole intent in my mind of drugs is to look cool. You don't look cool with a dummy in your mouth. What are you doing?
I don't.
What are you doing?
I don't think poor Jeremy in his fucking caravan doing heroin by himself.
Yeah, but
he's doing it to me.
He started punching because his weed girlfriend fucking ripped bongs in the car, and then he started it too to be cool.
And then he tried to break out of it. I get you.
Yeah, now he's a weed hun.
I think, you know, something like MD is a difficult one to say that it's to look cool. Like, I feel like maybe when you're younger, yeah.
MD not seems to look cool. MD try seems once, very maybe.
MD, nah, MD, MD for me is like you're having fun. I've never tried it. Like, full same. Disclosure. I've never. But from what I understand, what it does to you, it's like a party drug, right? So it's like maybe because generally we know people who smoke weed. We know people who take other types of drugs to have fun first. I do think, though, at a young age, when you're first trying those things, it's very much that cool factor and like being part of a crowd. Because we were all pushed in that way. Let's be honest. Like every single encounter I ever had with a drug was, are you going to be cool or are you not going
to
have it?
Yeah, to be fair.
And most of the time you're like, oh shit, it's like peer
guess
pressure.
I'm not cool.
Yeah. Like
that was like, shit, peer pressure. What did the tape would tell me to do?
Have you ever seen Dewey Talks where he's literally like, he's like, you don't want a part of this, dude. He's like, and then he lists like all the benefits. Like, maybe I want a part of this.
So yeah, for me, it's not the cool factor. It's like, it's just having fun.
I think now, yeah, definitely. I think in high school as well.
I think now it's shocking how drugs are so entrenched in like going out, but mainly like festival culture as well.
Mm.
Like, it's very jarring to watch people not being able to go to a festival just to listen to the music or just to get drunk even. Like, why does drinking not do it for you? Why do you? But that's me. That's my ignorance because I've never done any of it. I don't know what exactly how your experience is elevated.
And can I tell you something? Every time your point there and my point again, like pleading ignorance, people on drugs always say, no, you have to experience it to understand.
Yeah, 100%.
And they always say that your personality changes so much by trying that stuff in certain environments. And like, you know, we were talking about like how your personality gets adapted to that type of thing and it becomes your personality. It's probably because it does have such a big impact. Yeah. And like, MD is the one that does, like, it makes you super emotional and then you feel everything way more as well. So like, you become... You love everyone so much more. So you feel love. So like, it must alter the way you think a lot in general. So like, for me, we can sit here and be ignorant about it.
Or we could get some drugs out, baby.
Especially the way it's leading up is like, cool, we're going to go do MD.
No, I got a tab of cocaine. Me. No, that's LSD.
But yeah, it's weird that it is entrenched in like festival culture. But I mean, it's been like that since fucking Woodstock, bro. 70s.
Probably even before that.
Yeah, I think that for me, the main reason as well, it's like in the sense of I don't think it's people trying to be cool, is most of them are cooked off their head. They don't even know what they're doing. And also, it's like I don't think they know where they're fucking are.
Yeah, to be fair.
But yeah, not dummies.
No dummies. Bad vibes. Get them out your fucking mouth.
Just
trade
get
it for something like a cigarette.
Get a sucker or pack a gum, man.
I feel like
Marlboros.
But you see, it's now I understand why you said it's a cool factor. Mm. It just all clicked because in my mind I went, "Why don't you just have suckers?" And I go, "Oh no, sucker makes it obvious that you're on drugs, and that's why people don't like having suckers anymore."
Mm.
And then
but
I realized,
a child's
but
pacifier.
Now,
who the fuck knows?
It makes it
for.
So obvious that you're taking drugs, so it must be a cool thing.
Oh, hectic,
No, I mean that's sort of thing. It's because you don't even have to take MD to look like you're on MD.
You just need a dummy.
Just need a dummy.
Let's buy dummies.
Dummy.
Let's see how people see us different.
Social
we'll
experiment.
Do it as a social experiment.
I will not be fucking caught dead.
Now the truth comes out, you see.
No, I said that I
he said I won't be caught dead with a dummy in my mouth and no drugs.
You could have seen like my reaction when they walked to the front of the stage. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's a weird sight that.
Yeah.
But yeah, bad vibes, man.
Baddest.
Actually, do what you want. Again, it's life. But
David, just tell them it's bad vibes and move on, my boy.
My opinion.
No, for me, it's a baby tool. They're for babies.
Yeah.
Leave it alone.
Just
they
like parents.
They don't make adult
dummies.
True.
Stop eating purity.
I was going to say that.
No, wait.
Someone
said put purity on your beard.
They clock off like...
I forgot who.
Why?
Apparently it grows that bitch.
Purity.
Allegedly, if it wasn't so damn expensive, I'd try it.
It's more expensive than actual food.
Who the fuck said that to me? Oh, it's to
me. Of course it's to me.
Apparently he did that. I think it's just a joke. I think he wants you to buy baby food and put it on your face. And
you're going to send him a picture.
I thought you meant you eat it. Like, you just chow, cuck loads of purity.
No, put it where you want the hair to grow.
Put it where you want. I got
your wang.
Shaft only.
Shaft only.
Okay, so we're going to try something new at Vibes, where we're going to do a bit of a story time, where I, because apparently no one else wants to, old Dave will search Twitter, Reddit, the deep and dark parts of all the earth to find out the best stories, for you guys to listen to while I tell Lebs and Dilbus and they give their reactions, if they laugh, if they cry.
Love it.
That's that.
I love that.
The first category for today is your worst dating or worst first dates you've ever been on. So I got two here. I posted this before in a similar thread, but it's too bad to not share again. Preface? How do you say preface?
Preface.
Ah.
Preface.
Yeah.
The face you see before the date versus the face you see on the date. Preface.
To preface this story.
Anyway, sorry.
It went great.
This is a great concept, Dave. I love this. Carry on.
It's because I don't have the confidence that Lebs has. I like it.
No, you do.
To preface this, I'll say that I'm a big guy. 6'5", about 210 pounds, and very clumsy.
My kin.
The first time I met my ex's parents, I was at their house, and I fell down the stairs. This alone is bad enough. But sitting at the bottom of their stairs were her parents' beloved chihuahuas. I killed one of them and died the other. I also fractured my own patella on the way down.
Imagine that happened to you.
Every time I read it, I generally I start crying because I physically can't fathom
the crunch.
You can't. The thing is, your immediate reaction is to run. Because you realize what you've done, you can't be there. But you also have to stay because you've done that. Like,
you have to open up a police report.
Well, it's just a dog. Sorry.
You'll take that out because we'll get hate.
Fucking hate me then.
Can I tell you what the saddest thing is? Huh. This person probably turned the corner, saw the dogs and went, aw. Fell on them, had to get up and look at this thing, dead. Like, unconscious. While the other one's there like, ah!
No chance.
That is terrible. That is so. Imagine that one is just.
No, I don't want to think about this. I don't want to think about this actually.
What do you think? One was just stuck to his back when he got up.
Okay, but is that a deal breaker? If your 6'5" hun fell down the stairs onto your dog, broke his back, would you break up with him?
Yes.
If it wasn't their fault,
fully.
She's 6'5".
It's not like I'd say.
She wouldn't have made it to the dogs. Did you not see her preface?
You couldn't. Just it's all, fuck you. I don't think I've been the thing of, I'm breaking up with you because it is your fault that you paralyzed my dog. It would be, I don't think it's just gonna work. Like, please, you're a hazard to my life. You big oaf.
You walked in my house and murdered my family. It was just a dog. My family. You killed my brothers. You need to leave, man.
That's the next Reddit post. You wrote.
I once went on a day with a guy and he murdered my dogs.
No, brother.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to lie to you. This is just a thing on Lebs. I've seen Lebs react to when dogs are there, and he's occasionally nice to them. But I've seen Lebs with kids, and he treats them like Robin Schabowski from How I Met Your Mother. He doesn't.
Hold on. When have you seen me around kids?
Lebs.
How are you, little thing?
Yeah,
that's all you're doing.
No, it's hilarious. Think it's hilarious to talk to them like they're grown-ups.
You do that so. Lips will be the one next to a kid, like looking down and like not treating it like it's a kid, right? So he'll be looking down, and he's the one to be like, "Hey."
Him and Nikki we were at the airport on the way to Durban, and Nikki, Lebs' brother, was just chilling. And then this kid's like looking at him. And then Nikki, this kid's got a staring problem. I'm like, Nikki, how bad could it be? This kid is just staring at Nick. I'm like, nah, Nick. He's like, nah, I'm going to dick him. I'm like, Nick, it's a kid. He's like, I don't care. He's got eyes.
Facts. He deserves it. They should have told him not to look.
Shit, man. That story is crazy.
The next one. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Met a guy at a club, and we seemed to hit it off. He called me a couple of days later to schedule a date. While at the restaurant, all of his conversations were drug-related. Do you like drugs? Have you ever done drugs? As he was driving me home, he stops in the worst part of the town to buy crack. I never spoke to him again.
To be honest, where I thought that story was going was like, so, you're going to buy drugs, or?
She was on a day with a drug dealer.
And he's there like, didn't you want to hook up?
I wanted to hook up with you.
Imagine you go and you misunderstand that entire drug dealer's thing. You get to his house like, so what are you doing? He's like, I guess you can come inside. It's like, what do you want? And it's like, what do you want?
It's like this meme where it's like when you just want to deliver drugs, but then they try to start a conversation with you.
I can't say that on the podcast.
But it happened to... drugs.
You met up with your drug
No, I went to go fetch tickets one time. You know when you have to fetch physicals?
Yeah.
So I went to go fetch physicals and I had to go fetch them through a gate. And it felt so awkward because I was like, oh, is that it? Is that like the interact? Like, how are you all?
Yeah.
You doing good today? What are you doing? Do you need me to call someone?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to buy drugs because I would feel too awkward to end the convo.
Yeah.
Like, I would literally be chilling, like, do you want to know what I'm going to do with them? It's like, you're going to use them, I'm sure. And he's like, yeah?
Yeah, man. How'd
that's
you know?
The plan.
You go to a festival this
you've
weekend?
I've done this before, man.
I had a similar experience when I bought my PS4, funny enough. Like, the guy. It was fully wrapped.
Same.
Like, and it was like a demo. He won it in a competition, right? So it had never been opened. And it's so awkward because you generally don't buy new things off Gumtree.
Yeah.
Like, you generally buy a secondhand thing. I rocked up in this guy and I can't look at the thing. It hasn't been opened. So, like, so I went in. I was like, oh. So, like, 4,000 Rand, right? And he was like,
yeah. That's the price.
And I was like, well, I drew money. There's the 4,000 rand. Like, I was like, sir.
He's like, do you want to open it?
Yeah, and it's like, and then he does the awkward thing, like, yeah, man, like I said, I
so
want it
fun.
Off a competition. I was like, I read the ad. Yeah, no, but I want it off a competition.
There's literally like stroking this thing, and it's like, yeah, I just want to shut up.
Take my money and leave.
Even me with the guy, because
it's so awkward.
I had the worst thing about buying my PlayStation because I didn't have an HGTV at the time. I got it the same day I got my PlayStation. And he was like, I'll come to your house to test it out. And I was like, fuck. I don't have a TV to try it out. And then I'm like, if he hears this, he's going to think that he's going to get kidnapped. Like, if I was selling a PlayStation, the guy's like, can I buy a PlayStation? I don't have a TV. But I want it. I swear, I'm getting it on the same day.
Also, are you selling a TV?
So I didn't tell him that. Then I phoned up Ali. I'm like, Ali, weird question. May I use your house as a front for my house to use your TV?
To kidnap this guy.
So he ends up coming there, he plugs it in, and he's like, yeah, there it is, eh? I'm like, there it is. He's like, man, your mom's very nice. I'm like, yeah. She's a sweetheart. Woo! Anyway. Ellie wasn't even there. He was at his girlfriend's house. I was going to make him play my brother, and luckily he wasn't there.
Why did you think of so many lies?
Because the guy's like, hey, man, I'm really hungry. Do you have food?
Like, yep.
Just, mom!
Yeah, like, just
mom,
like
Sheffield!
Like Ali.
that's fucking hilarious, bro.
Jesus Christ, David. Why do you get yourself into such weird hoodwinks?
I kind of love it. Like, I always love it because I'm never like fully aware until it's happening. And then I kind of resurface in my consciousness. And I'm like, oh God, what have I done?
So I also sold the Xbox once. Went to the garage here at Douglasdale. Well, I was at the garage. This guy comes in his bucky, and he said he had to drive him far, an hour, right? Gave him a price. I don't know what it was. I was like, this is the price, 4,000 rand. So he rocks up, and he's like, yeah, here it is, man. I was like, I'm nice, bro. I've got an extra controller I didn't tell him about. I got three. I found it. I was like, dude, have a controller with it. Yeah, I've got the spare one. I've also got all these games, and I just thought you'd like them. I'm not going to play them again, so I have them. Like, I didn't even advertise to the guy. And then he's like, oh, awesome, man. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Yo, I drove so far to get you. I was like, oh, it's a shame, man. No, it's not a problem, right? And I was like, yeah, so sweet. Thanks so much. Do you have cash or? And he was like, yeah, I've got cash, yeah. So he like pulls it out and he's like, yeah.
2,000.
And
man.
He gave it. And then it was like legitimately like, it was like 3.5. Like 500 bucks difference. Like it wasn't a lot, but I was like, yeah, it's actually 4,000 rand. And he's like, yo, man, really? Did I not draw? Yo, I drove so far. And I'm like, why do you have to do this, you fucking asshole? And like, I was such a nice, I was like, give me my games back, you dookie. Like, and I was like, well, there's an ATM right there. I remember being by myself and I was like, I'm so pissed off. I'm actually going to take this thing back.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, bro, I'm actually not. I'm not normally that type of person, but I was like, no, dude, I'm sorry. Like, this is ridiculous. So I took it out of his hands. I remember, and this is a big guy. I remember he was a lot older than me.
Yeah.
I was like, dude, I'm not selling it to you. I was like, sorry. And I started grabbing everything slowly. And then he's like, no, bro, please, come on. I drove from far. Like, just, like, I swear you can have the whole thing, like, all of this. And I was like, no, but it's not enough.
Yeah.
Like, 100%. I asked for this.
Yeah. You can hear he's getting emotional. It's not enough.
You dickhead. And then he's like, oh, dude, like, okay, I'll go to an ATM. And I was like, sweet. There, right there, go do it. He's like, oh, I'm with Nedbank. I'm like, dude, fuck you, I'm leaving. I'm going home. Like, put my shit back in my car, I'm going. And then he eventually was like, okay, fine, I'll go to the ATM. I shit you not, this man came back with still 100 rand less. Came back and he said, oh, bro, I need to fill up my car. So he took 100 bucks back and he said, dude, I need to fill up my car, I'm driving. I was like, fuck off, bro, I'm actually not dealing with you. I was like, take it, whatever. And I took the, and like, yeah, so I was irritated, bro.
Yeah,
just even so at the end of all of that, like, I was still angry. That was a long fucking story. I hope you enjoyed it.
It's deserved it. I think for me, buying shit secondhand is bugged up, yeah. Buying shit secondhand freaks me out, though, because as well, I get so awkward in the encounters. I remember this whole time I bought a computer screen for my PlayStation because it was... No, yeah, I said, because it was my first option. So I was like, let me get the computer screen first. So I bought the computer screen. And then I went to the guy, and then I was expecting an HDMI cable, but it was a VGA.
Oh, shit.
So I'm like, oh, shit, it doesn't have a HDMI. He's like, yeah. I'm like, thanks, man. I just spent 700 around.
David!
I couldn't be like, I won't take it, like it was outside of his house.
That sucks.
Why didn't you just leave?
I'm too awkward.
That really
sucks. When I was Sky even, and then we started to listen, and she's like, this is expensive. And I was like, well, I guess we're going to have to spend. She's like, let's just get up. I'm like, we can do this.
We can leave.
We can just get up.
We're allowed to vibe.
Vibe check on having to leave a restaurant when you've just sat down. Like, for whatever reason.
Embarrassing. And the only thing is they probably don't think a damn thing about it. They're like, oh, shit.
Yeah, they don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in your head, the chef, their kids, the fucking owner who doesn't even live there,
scream. They
all hear about it. It's like, oh my God.
The car guard who's watching you drive to the center opposite.
And the worst was you went to the restaurant next door.
Oh, that's even worse. Yeah.
That's tough.
Yeah, when you have to, like, especially when you've, like, just ordered drinks and you have to cancel the drinks to leave.
What the fuck?
If you order
drink the drink.
No, if you order drinks, you're staying there for the whole meal.
You have
and
to,
dessert.
Right?
No, shame.
One time I ordered drinks and I vied. It was one time recent. I don't know why. Where were we? I imagine I was with one of you.
For me, drinks I feel is fine as well to cancel. Like,
where were we?
We're just here for drinks. I don't know. Maybe it was one of your dates that you had.
Vibe check on fucking places no longer being the thing that they were before. Oh my God. It's like in Balfour where David and I pulled up to an ATM and it was a shack. And we were like, hold on. That was never a fucking ATM.
Oh, that's so annoying,
bro. It's so annoying.
I played disc golf today. You
played disc golf today? Today? What's today? Tuesday? Mm. Is your day off? Mm. Brother, dap is me. Look at each other and say sorry.
What are you doing?
Look what you did.
Yeah, look at me and say sorry.
Look at me, look at the camera. Bitch.
Disc golf is what David played today. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, I'm very proud of
you. That was your 2023 resolution.
Yeah, no, I just went and I was lying in bed today and I didn't want to do it and I said, fuck it. But I've just wanted to say something. I just wanted to say it. quick stick, so don't stress.
No, but that's fucking awesome. Oh, thanks, man. Congrats. I went to my first piano lesson yesterday.
Piano man.
New skills, am I right? It was fucking sick. What's your new skill, Libs, for summer, eh?
Being kind.
Yeah, you need to work on that. That's a skill you could develop.
Being kind to myself.
Fair enough. Try to make fun of me. On your journey, try to others.
No?
As, okay.
That one doesn't seem like it'll be beneficial to me. Anyways.
Calmer.
I'll go back to gym or something, bro. I'll find something cool to do.
Guys, thank you so much for coming to watch and listen to our podcast season 3, episode 60. We really appreciate it. It has been a really... I enjoyed that episode. Thank you.
Yeah,
it was
good.
We commented
started off
on
with a little low.
And then we got high.
And then we fell down the stairs.
And broke some puppies.
Fuck.
Dreams.
Fuck.
But at least we have the dummies.
Just thinking about
it. Yeah, fucking crazy. That crunch.
Thank you so much, guys. If you are watching on YouTube, please leave us a subscribe, leave us a like if you do enjoy, and make sure to hit the notification bell so you do get notifications when we post, because we do post quite a lot. We have a lot of shorts out, we have a lot of cool content that'll keep you engaged as you watch later. If you want to watch our reels, we bang in on Instagram reels all the time, so if you guys want to see some quick content for a quick laugh, it's a lot of fun. Fucking love it. You'll see David a lot because he says some stupid shit. And that's it. So, I mean, make sure to, yeah, just leave us a review if you're on Spotify.
Yes,
give us a 5-star and tell us how shit it is. That's the new trend. That'll be great. Yeah. So thank you so much again for coming. And just remember, if you do put yourself in a casket, you won't die. But if you get buried alive, just make sure you take a laptop to watch Vob's podcast.
But also, if you do get buried alive, just remember the Undertaker easily got out of it from 2006 SmackDown versus Raw final or whatever that thing was. But don't do steroids, because that's not... Yeah, don't do that. And just by the way, if you're on Apple Podcasts, we love you because we're on the charts for the comedy. So if you do have an iPhone and you're feeling a bit zesty, just give it also a watch as well, because it helps us go up in the charts, helps people find us.
Get us up in the chats.
Get us up in the chat. I don't know about Spotify. Spotify is a hard bitch to break.
Fuck Spotify charts.
But we'll get it. We love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. And you must have a fantastic Friday.
Nah?
Or Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Saturday.
Watch it whenever, man.
People can watch it whenever they want. Have a great weekend. We'll be watching you. If you were ever possessed by a ghost in the past, I had to throw holy water on you. You probably then said the Latin version of an episode of Vav's podcast as you were screaming.
But when you're powerlifting and you sniff the salts, a lot of people say that you actually get transported somewhere else so that you can do that lift. What you actually transported to is inside David's mind, which just fucking frustrates you so much because there's so much shit going on that you have to make that lift to get out of it.
I once used Vice Podcast. I had my earphone in my ear like a secret agent, and I used it to hook up with a girl.
What? Does that make sense?
Keep vibing!
Do it for the vibes.